450-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We invite you to get interactive with the various features that await you there. You can submit things to the site. So, for instance, like a news article or YouTube video that you have seen you want to share with our listeners, you just submit it as show prep, and then others can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what it is that you have suggested and submitted to the site. So once again, you can head on over to freetalklive.com to do those things. It's a completely free website as well, unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for their sites. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here in the studio tonight with you, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
All right, so again, 855-450-FREE is the number here. Trayvon Martin, I want to talk more about him coming up here. For those of you who haven't heard this particular story, it's probably one of the bigger stories of the day.
It's a pretty big story, yeah.
With Obama getting out there and speaking out on this issue. We'll come back around to that. But, Mark, there was something we intended to get to last night, but we just got so distracted by the Christian side hug that we were unable to. And by the way, somebody did post that over at facebook.freetalklive.com. So yeah, if you wanted to see it, it's right there.
It's a hilarious video about some kind of Christian convention or Bible studies, you know, summer school or whatever it is, where they've outlawed real hugging or outruled real hugging in favor of the Christian side hug.
Right. So you can see that at facebook.freetalklive.com. Anyway, let's get back into what we were going to talk about last night. And, of course, Allie is joining us as well here from ladiesandkeen.com. Is that another ludicrous school story? What has happened? Where is it happening?
TheSun.co.uk by Harry Huggins. Teachers are banning school kids from having best pals so they don't get upset by fallouts.
Last night we were talking about kids being banned from hugging at school, and now you're saying that at least in the UK somewhere, kids aren't allowed to have a best friend?
No besties. Instead, the primary pupils, and I assume primary means the same thing over in the UK, primary means first through sixth.
Okay.
Or kindergarten through sixth, excuse me. But, you know, who knows? I mean, they call private schools public and public schools private over there, so who knows? Educational, but they do have pictures of young children here. Educational psychologist Grainor Saputi said the policy had been used in schools in Kingston, South West London, and Surrey. She added, "I have noticed that teachers let children they shouldn't have a best friend, and that everyone should play together." So tell children, excuse me, they shouldn't have a best friend, and they tell that everyone should play together. They are doing it because they want to save the children the pain of splitting up from their best friend. But it's natural for some children to want a best friend, and if they break up, they have to feel the pain because they're learning to deal with it.
Right. This is part of being a young person. Part of being a human being is, you know, you change and people change and, you know, you're not necessarily friends with the same people your whole life, and that's okay.
And it does create drama sometimes. I remember a few experiences where, you know, people were changing friends and it became, you know, kind of something where people started feeling left out and everything.
Yeah.
But making it like, so you're not supposed to do it, only makes it more exciting to be like, yeah, you're really my best friend.
Yeah, then there's going to be like pinky squares, yeah, and all kinds of best friend. I mean, that might be the blood thing. Blood brothers will come back.
Start transmitting diseases around.
Right,
like that.
It's just, we need that in secret. I mean, really? Do they really think that it's a good, that this makes sense? Russell Hobby of the National Association of Head Teachers confirmed some schools are adopting best friend bans. He said, "I don't think it's widespread, but it is clearly happening. Seems bizarre. I don't see how you can stop people from forming close friendships. We make and lose friendships throughout our lives." The Campaign for Real Education, which wants more parental choice in state education, said the ridiculous policy was robbing children of their childhood. Oh, God, here we are, robbing children of their childhood again. As if adults don't make and break up with best friends.
Well, no, they're saying the policy is robbing them of their childhood.
I know. I just think that that's the dumbest thing in the world. What the hell is childhood?
Well,
childhood is a period of time when we force kids not to be able to take responsibility for their actions.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, Mark. That sounds a little bit harsh. And I'm the first person to who will say, I just don't know what it means. I think that kids who want to grow up should be able to, and they should be able to, you know, do what, you know, their parents think's okay, and let them work if they want to work, et cetera, and let them accept responsibilities if that's what they want. But I think there is a position that in our lives that is definitely one where you're not looking for responsibility, and it's very, you know, it's childlike. You just want to go out and play, and those
that
are the only
things that are important. That is their responsibility. Look, if
playing is their responsibility.
Yes, it's my responsibility too. If I don't enjoy my
playing, a responsibility, that's fine.
Playing is how you figure out how to work in life.
That's true.
That's cool. But
I agree with both of you.
Yeah, but to say that there's no like definitive childhood, I just don't think I disagree with that.
I just don't think I scared
Jack an adult
to death of
your 4-year-old son Jack.
My son takes hopefully is taking more and more responsibility every day.
I hope so.
And you know what? I'm not
doing. He just started pooping in the potty.
Stopping him. I wish I could keep that consistent.
Oh, it hasn't. It hasn't been consistent.
I've lost my train of thought now.
These are some of the things that happen during childhood, and I guess when you get really, really old. But,
talking about my son's bowel movements on the air. Go ahead.
Come on, Mark. Who doesn't have? You know, whoever has had children can relate to that,
yes,
right?
Yes.
I do think that some parents mishandle childhood, and as you're explaining, right, try to make it a time of no responsibility, in which the parents will take on any of the responsibilities for their children's actions. I think it doesn't. It's like most harmful for the child.
Or anyone like who says you're robbing children of their childhood to me is a scary person that needs to be watched.
But in the case of this particular circumstance, it's fairly accurate to say, right, in that the school is forcing this on people, so thereby they are robbing them of something they could otherwise enjoy, which is having a close friend.
I think the school is robbing children of their childhood. I think the school is being stupid and going against human nature.
Well, you're just mincing words in this case.
I'm mincing words? Really? I think that this is a really important aspect of it. I mean, children are little people.
That's true. And if there's a bunch of big people around telling them that you can't have another little person be your best friend.
Don't worry, there's a bunch of big people telling you what you can't do, too.
Well, I guess, so I wonder if that means if I'm hanging out with, what, you know, some little girl in my class, and I'm hanging out with her more than anyone else, and she's, you know, obviously my best friend, I'm not allowed to call her that. Are they going to confront us about hanging
out? Probably, yes.
Maybe they'll separate you for a while.
Well, then that's kind of a deprivation of childhood.
It absolutely is.
I don't believe in, I don't believe the term. Frightening to me.
But look, Mark, maybe you, okay, I know you grew up on a farm, so maybe you didn't have friends when you were growing up.
I grew up on a farm. I
beat your little private school butt. Your little,
I didn't go to private school.
Gifted school butt when you say crap like that.
Look, when I was growing up, yeah, you had friends that were better friends than others. You had a best friend usually in your neighborhood or at school or whatever, and that's part of being a child.
You gotta have someone to tell secrets to.
You don't have a best friend now? You don't have one friend that's a better friend?
Mark, you're his best friend.
No, about that. No, I don't think so.
You don't have one friend that's better than others?
No, I don't think so.
You don't have classifications of friends? Some people are better friends than others?
I think that there are friends, and then there are associates, and then there are strangers.
Why am I even asking Ian about friendship? I mean, God, pick the worst person in the room to talk about this stuff.
What are you talking about, Mark?
He's just being a mean old man, that's all.
He probably hasn't had a best friend in decades. It's just not his thing.
That is so mean.
Yeah, I'd have to disagree with you on
that. When was your last best friend?
None of your business.
That is personal.
He can't answer the question.
855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here. I think you're being a little too harsh on the idea of childhood, Mark. And I'd love to hear from anybody else out there that wants to comment on this. 855-450-FREE. But
why don't
they
define what childhood is? I'd be interested in what a definition of what childhood is.
Yeah.
Because there's probably a definition out there that I can live with. But okay. I'd say it's the, you know, I don't think any of it doesn't fit adulthood.
I think it definitely comes before puberty.
Well, you know, maybe the period of time that you're learning the basics of life, but frankly, I'm learning all the time. Nuances down.
It's important to be in touch with your inner child.
Apparently, it's the period during which a person is a child. Is that
you can't define? Wait a minute, where did that come from?
Dictionary.com.
Google.
You can't define one word Google with another word with the same word. Just put another few letters on the end of it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Is there more to the best friend ban here?
Yeah, there's more if you want to hear what the bureaucrats have to say about this.
855-450-FREE. And maybe you could define childhood for us. I think that's an interesting question. You can also, of course, take control of the airways. Bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The film industry is undergoing an overhaul that is creating excitement throughout. Video on demand has changed the DVD game, and as a direct result, major studios are focusing exclusively on high-budget films like Avatar and Transformers to attract the masses. Now, these tentpole films are opening new doors for smaller studios. As noted by animation specialist and studio executive Andy Hendrickson, tentpole movies rely on the viewer's obsession with action-packed spectacle as opposed to adept storytelling. But if large-budget, spectacle-ridden franchises are filling up theaters, where does that leave smaller budget pictures? According to Peter Hoffman, CEO of Seven Arts Pictures, this shift creates a great opportunity for smaller independent film studios to pick up the slack. The demand for quality, smaller budget films that focus on characters and plot development isn't extinct. It's just overshadowed by special effects, 3D spectacles, and CGI. To learn more about the changing film industry, visit www.sevenartspictures.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can, of course, join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And perhaps you are one who has a smartphone and you'd like quick access to our live streams or podcast. You can just go to m.freetalklive.com, M as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. Again, like everything else you'll find on our site, it's completely free.
You can join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate your business and create a will, or even a living trust, or a living will. Register a trademark, empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents people trust. It's LegalZoom.com. Use coupon code FTL, save $10. LegalZoom.com.
All right, so Mark, you're sharing with us an article from the United Kingdom about, I don't know, they call them school districts or whatever they call them over there. There's some schools, schools that are banning best friends. And the idea being, and they're doing this in kind of like the equivalent of an elementary school.
Primary, yeah.
They're banning best friends, the idea being that we're going to protect the children because we wouldn't want them to have a best friend and then lose their best friend, so we'll just stop them from ever having best friends in the first place.
Yep. No running in the halls, kids. You could fall and hurt yourself. No running in the playground. No running, period. Ever. You know, this
You could get hurt.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everything could get you hurt, right?
Well, it's almost, you know, when adults are trying to protect children from physical risk, I guess, I can kind of see it. But emotional risk? That's meddling. That's too much.
Well, I think that there's, right, like there's a sort of a mitigation of risk is really the best you can do in life. I mean, everything's based on at some point you have to live, but at the same time, why take unneeded risks? So running with scissors pointing up
not a good
at
idea.
Your face.
Yeah.
I think it's good to inform someone of maybe how stupid their actions are or maybe how dangerous their actions are, but I don't see like telling them they can't do something.
Oh yeah, Jack can't run
risk.
With scissors. I'm telling you right now, he cannot run with scissors.
I bet he can.
Well, he can if he gets scissors and gets away. But I'm just going to take them away from him.
Unless you don't see him.
That's true.
Maybe you've created a scissor fetish in his mind because he's not allowed to have scissors and run with them.
Maybe.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully not.
Because it's generally not a bad idea.
You got to be careful when you ban things.
Idea.
The problem is his little butt doesn't make any money. It doesn't have to pay the hospital bill.
That's true.
I'm responsible for sewing up his face when the scissors stick through them. So there you go.
So, kid,
we weren't supposed to run with scissors. Daddy told you not to run with scissors. Now, go get a needle. I'll bend it and get some dental floss, and I'll just sew you up right here.
Go bleed out.
You know, I mean, the world isn't that way either. No man, especially a four-year-old, is an island.
Absolutely.
No four-year-old is an island. I've got a new saying.
Yeah, I think again, it's one thing to, like you said, Allie, to protect a young person to a certain point of physical harm. I think certainly that can go overboard, too, like with rounding off every single corner and making sure that everybody's got knee pads on and ankle pads and shin pads.
Way too far.
You know, so people definitely do take that too far.
They don't do that for old people, and they're more at risk than young people. Young people heal. They're fine.
That's a good point.
They could hurt themselves, but they're not going to, like, it's not going to last.
But
old people, you need to round things.
Ultimately, what we're talking about here is this issue of what would be mental hurt, you know, emotional distress of losing a best friend. So if we're going to take this all the way, and you know, government tends to do these sorts of things, they just get more and more intrusive in people's lives. Whoever would have thought that we would be here talking about them banning best friends? I have to say, I am still surprised at how absolutely ludicrous these government people can be. Let's go ahead and ban pets, too. Because, I mean, anyone who's ever had a pet die, my goodness, that is far more devastating than losing a best friend,
but
I
teachers
think.
Can't control pets. They can control who you call your bestie at school, though.
Well, Mark, that may mean that teachers can't control pets, but we all know that this is the U.K. we're talking about. Of course, here in the U.S., we're not that far away from the U.K. as far as their police state's concerned, but they've got cameras all over the place. They are talking about putting cameras in people's homes. They already have homes in which cameras are being placed because of the like at-risk children or whatever. So
they do.
So you know, let's just have a rule against households with children having pets because it could really cause some emotional harm. I mean, it's the same idea, right? That's the exact same concept, isn't it? We want to protect our kids from feeling bad. And which is just absolutely ludicrous of an idea that this is even worth expending resources on because you can't delay this forever. It's not, you know, this is a law of life, is that there are ups and downs.
Right. It's not possible, and if it was possible, it'd be terrible for people to, like, take away all the risks and stuff. How do you learn?
And beyond that, how can you know what's good if you haven't experienced bad? How do you know it feels good?
The old saying is you can't teach anybody anything. Good judgment comes from bad judgment.
Making mistakes.
Good judgment comes from experience. Experience comes from bad judgment. And you can't teach anybody anything.
That's probably true.
I don't think it is. I think some people are better at learning from others' mistakes than other people's mistakes than some are. I am definitely a bad mistake kind of guy. You, on the other hand, learn from other people's mistakes all the time.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I've certainly made my share of them.
I'm sure you have.
Right.
But a lot of the things you do on purpose. Some of the worst repercussions you have in life are things you do because you want bad repercussions.
So, you mean getting a vasectomy might be learning from someone else's mistakes?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take that one. Thanks, Mark. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But this is an incredibly dangerous concept, the idea that children should be protected. Or beyond that, the idea that they can be protected from having bad feelings.
It just makes criminals out of every one of the kids in the class that manage to be best friends.
Well, wouldn't it just mean that everyone's afraid to talk to each other and form friendships?
Well, it depends on how cracked down kind of a style of situation this is. I mean, are the teachers watching like a hawk to see how much time you're spending with who else in the class?
Maybe it'll be instead of speed dating, it's like speed playing. So every 15 minutes, you have to change the person you play
with. They do want you to, get a well-rounded play experience with the other children. That seems to be the case.
Are there any more comments from the government bureaucrats in this article?
None of the government bureaucrats really have anything defending the idea here. Basically,
it's indefensible.
Yeah, basically everybody's saying this is dumb.
But they're doing it anyway.
Silly, ridiculous, flies in the face of common sense, chilling. These are the terms that are used inside of it, but what can I tell you? I'm afraid Hawkins here did not bother to find what the other side of the story is.
They don't want to talk. Sometimes you ask the government people for a comment, and they're, no, that's all right. We'll be fine.
I can't say anything about how we educate children around here. That's not acceptable. It's good school policy.
So we'd love to hear your thoughts on the idea of preventing children from feeling hurt. Is there anyone listening who could take the side of the government bureaucrats in this story?
What about moms that will, or not just moms, I don't know why I said that, but parents that won't let their kids have relationships, no dating until you're 16, stuff like that.
They
I don't
that
understand.
That was relatively common at the Christian school I went to. And by the way, it didn't stop the girls at all.
No, it doesn't.
And I don't know if this is is this done with boys very often?
My parents did it to me. I got up the gumption once, I think, to ask a girl out once, and then my parents told me basically that's a no-no.
Wow.
Yeah. At least that's as I recall.
And then you were, not in a relationship until you were 20?
I had one date when I was 17 or whatever, but beyond that, nope. That's all I got out of the house.
Stifle your kids. They'll end up like Ian.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. Generally, my parents were pretty good to me, but I think that was a mistake on their part. But then again, I didn't get anyone pregnant. It's Free Talk Live.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashes tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality, non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat-sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay. Call today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Soul Free number is 855-453. Question still on the floor, if anybody wants to pick it up, is what is childhood? How do you define it? 855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, so enjoy those. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian. And Mark. Allie's here courtesy of her radio show, Ladies in Keene, which you can hear every Sunday morning, Eastern Time, starting at 11 a.m. on LRN.FM, but also in podcast form at your leisure at ladiesinkeene.com.
That's right.
So, once again, our number, 855-453. And want to tell you, Mark, about Manventure Outpost.
Yeah, Manventure Outpost. Whether you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, shooting gear, Manventure Outpost carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, everything the outdoors enthusiast would need. Manventure Outpost has it, and they have it at rates that are incredibly low. That's what their unique selling proposition is cost, value. You can get the name brands, and you can get them at rates significantly lower than you can anyplace else. In ammunition, it's huge right now, and I would think that a lot of our listeners would be very interested in that. Some prices, in fact, are so low they can't be mentioned on the air. They're family-owned and operated, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Get an additional 5% off, and 5% is a big deal when you're talking about rates as low as this and profit margins as small as ManVenture gets with coupon code FTL. It's ManVentureOutpost.com, coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, there's more absurdity on the way here, talking about New York City possibly going to add tolls for bicyclists. That's what's next. These people are just
It's insane.
Unbelievable. 855-450-FREE is the number here. Also, the Trayvon Martin case, that's still on the way here tonight, talking about how Barack Obama has come out and made a statement about this, which is pretty unusual for someone in a position of a presidency to speak regarding just one of the many, 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 many killings that goes on around this country. So what makes this one different? We'll talk about that. 855-450-FREE is the number here. In New York City, according to CBS New York, the city's former traffic commissioner has a new plan to put tolls on East River bridges. This proposal has some novel selling points, including a first-ever toll for cyclists. Yes, that's right.
There's that many people cycling from, is it Brooklyn East?
Don't ask me, Mark.
All right.
Enough about New
Bronx?
York City.
I'm not sure.
A few times. That's about it.
To New York City on bicycles. I mean, to Manhattan. I mean, it just, I can't say that it, I don't think it ever happens, but I'll bet there's not that many that do it.
I couldn't tell you. I don't live in the city, and so I don't have the experience with it, but it would make sense that a bicycle would be a good way to get around in a city environment. It certainly works.
But it's a long bike. I mean...
The ride, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
When you're talking about taking that long bridge, and then once you get into Manhattan, it's one thing if you're, you know, on the island of Manhattan doing your bicycling, but, you know, another thing entirely.
Well, how much damage is created by bicycles? Like, I thought part of the toll was you're paying because over time they have to redo everything because
right.
of all the cars driving over it. But if you're on a bike...
And pay all the bureaucrats forever and ever and ever. But yes, that is the idea behind the toll system, and certainly no one could argue that a bicycle is going to put any kind of wear and tear on a blacktop.
I can't imagine. No.
It doesn't have any weight to it. And, you know, you're talking about a car, which is, what, 1 or 2 tons or something like that? Maybe even more. I mean, certainly when you're talking about 18-wheelers, you're talking about, what, 50,000 pounds or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, the wear and tear of comparing a bike to a car just doesn't make any sense.
Can you walk across this bridge? And do you have to pay a toll for that?
I think most bridges have the ability to.
What if you just walk your bike?
Yeah, exactly.
I think they're going to try to charge you that toll. In fact, they're going to, of course, be raising $1.2 billion a year, according to their estimates, by whatever these changes are that they're going to make. And, of course, they also involve automobiles and certain pricing structures there. But that's not really what's relevant to what we're talking about. We're talking about how bicyclists will have to now pay, if this goes through, and it certainly might, considering how cash desperate these cities are today, 50 cents for people who are on a bicycle.
Is it even worth having the toll taker take their time out for 50 cents? I mean, when I go through New York City, and I don't know what
think so, right?
Washington Bridge or something, and it's like 10 bucks to get through Manhattan.
Someone was telling me that people at the toll booths make a lot of money.
Like, oh, I'm sure.
Way more per hour than I make.
Yes. I mean, you're talking about a government bureaucrat. Sure, they make a lot of money.
You have to get pay the toll takers well so they don't shoot themselves. As I understand it, toll taking can be a fairly high suicide rate business.
Yeah, I mean it can't be a lot of fun to do.
To take money from people that hate you.
Well, I know that a lot of people, the Adam Sandler bit where they hassle the toll taker is pretty funny stuff, and not that I recommend it or anything like that, but it's a funny comedy bit, and I imagine it's done by more than one person.
So they actually do say here that in certain areas they're going to reduce tolls for people in automobiles, but that doesn't affect the folks on bicycles who will not have to pay tolls perhaps for the very first time ever. Does this happen anywhere else? People on bikes actually being charged tolls for crossing anywhere? Anyone seen that? 855-450-FREE. That's new to me.
New to me, too.
Yep. So you can, of course, talk about whatever's on your mind tonight here. Other crazed city news is Boston, which is apparently going to be banning mosh pits, slam dancing, and hardcore at concerts.
Boston. Now? This has been going on for 30 years.
Examiner.com reporting here, Angel Clark, that, a slam pit or a mosh pit, of course, takes place typically in front of a stage where fans take out their aggression in a form of expression and dance while listening to the music played by some of their favorite bands. The pit is a rough area. People in the pit get pushed and shoved while they do their own pushing and shoving, and people close to the pit tend to stand at the ready, arms up and legs braced, to push the odd mosher back into the fray. It's well known that you enter the pit at your own risk. However, there are codes in the pit. If someone falls to the ground, everyone around them helps them up. The environment. What's that?
Generally?
There are some exceptions to this rule, like some of the more hardcore metal shows, but generally that is true. And the environment, although it may seem like madness, is relatively controlled, according to Clark. Unfortunately, law enforcement doesn't look beyond the mass of throbbing bodies. In the city of Boston, they're cracking down on the pits, where police recently cited a city club for allowing violent mosh pit dancing and vowed a crackdown on what they call the dangerous behavior and a public safety hazard. Are they also going to stop people from, wrestling in high school? Because that could be pretty dangerous.
Greco-Roman wrestling or just kids
really
having fun?
Wrestling, yeah, any kind of
horse
wrestling.
Horseplay?
All of the above. I mean, any kind of grappling with another human being could, in theory, really do some damage to you.
Sure could.
So we're going to ban that, too. How about we ban people from boxing, too? Let's just stop everybody from doing any form of, violent style fun. Because some people consider this a blast. For me, it ain't my place, but like somebody like Pete Ayer, who's a total metalhead and, jacked up dude, he's the kind of guy you're going to see.
He's safe in a mosh pit, I think.
Pete's going to be fine in a mosh pit.
Indeed. There are a lot of people in government that just want to be the fun police. There's no doubt about
it. The Boston Herald reports the police cited the House of Blues for a license violation because of a mosh pit that broke out on a February 21st show. Police say 60 concertgoers engaged in slam dancing. They say the dance violated safety rules, and the club was cited because security did not intervene. The club has agreed to put up signs that say, at this point, mosh pits are banned. Now,
so is it just signs, or do they have to enforce this by intervening now?
Well, wait, does the club have to enforce it?
Right.
I would imagine if they want to avoid further fines from the city and possible points against some sort of a license, it doesn't say if it's their liquor license or if it's just their occupancy permit or what they're coming after here, but one of those licenses gets pulled and they're out of business.
Yeah, I'll tell you, when I was a kid, we would participate in slam dancing. I had no idea why some of the club owners or whatever would send out security to stand in the middle of the mosh pit. I'm like, God, what a bunch of jerks. I mean, why would they do that? But now this makes perfectly good sense. Thinking about it, the government is ready to probably pull their license. You have a slam dancing license.
Well, and how far are we away from the old no dancing at all? You used to be you had to have a cabaret permit in some places, like New York City, and I believe it still exists, where you can't have dancing, just regular dancing, in your establishment if you haven't asked government permission first.
Oh, I'm sure that's true.
Toll-free number here is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, slam dancing and mosh pits are completely consensual behaviors. You don't get out in one of those unless unless you want to get pushed around. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts are welcome on whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
If you've ever considered a reverse mortgage to provide extra retirement funds, now is a great time to call MetLife Home Loans for a free DVD and information kit. We've reduced costs on our Heckam Saver reverse mortgage product, making it a favorable alternative to a home equity line of credit. As a result, more people are adding reverse mortgages to their retirement plans. If you or any co-owners of the home are at least 62, call MetLife Home Loans to learn more about this smart way to take advantage of the equity in your home while you continue to own it. There's no obligation, so call for your DVD today. Call MetLife Home Loans at 800-598-1781 for your free kit and DVD. That's 800-598-1781. 800-598-1781. All loans are subject to approval. Interest accrues on the loan amount disbursed. Certain conditions and fees apply. Mortgage financing provided by MetLife Home Loans, a division of MetLife Bank, N.A. Equal Housing Lender.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? ExtendoVite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, ExtendoVite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
Once again, toll-free number 855-453. You can talk about, we were discussing childhood. What does it mean? Can you define childhood? That was a question from earlier. Or we've been talking about tolls for bicyclists in New York City. The city of Boston apparently cracking down now on mosh pits, fining club owners and possibly putting points on licenses over this. Mandating that the House of Blues put up an illuminated sign. So it's got to, yeah, you've got to have a real, like, pieces of paper with words written on them. Not good enough. You have to have some sort of neon sign or a backlit sign for people to know that there's no moshing.
What if you got quotation marks around it?
Around the whole
no
thing.
No moshing in quotations.
I don't know. I don't know how offensive these regulations are and how easily offended the regulators. But it sounds to me like Boston is not a very fun place.
They're not going
to
get away. Either way, they'll still pull their license if they allow any kind of moshing, slam dancing, or skanking, or whatever else people want to call it. I'm afraid that's what it used to be called 30 years ago.
Skanking?
Yeah, afraid so.
Well, the whole point of this type of dancing is to be anti the man, I guess, or to be, I don't know what the word, but defiance and all that.
You think? I thought it was just to push people around.
Well, I don't know. I think it's supposed to be about defiance, at least punk rock.
I couldn't tell you what's behind it.
Mark, you were a punk.
You're supposed to be a punk rocker.
I was a punk rocker when I was in school more than 20 years ago. That's a true statement.
But, was that what moshing was about to you?
I think it was just young men getting out of aggression.
That's what I think, yeah. That's what the metal genre in a lot of ways is about.
I thought it was meaningful, sorry.
I would say that, that there was some underlying current of, stick it to the man in the in punk rock, but I don't know that everybody was so cerebral about it.
Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Right to your phone calls. We go to Ken, listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Mark.
And Allie and Mark,
hi,
hope
Ken.
You're having a good evening.
Indeed, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
You guys you guys were speaking of, you know, new rules, regulations, codifications, and fees for bicyclists and everything. You may recall, like, about a month or so ago, I called you from the middle of a desert out here, the poorest county in California, where they shut down a music event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, well, fortunately, they've allowed it to continue on its scheduled nights, Saturday nights. The reason they shut the thing down was apparently because it was advertised on the Internet. So if you're planning on having an event, even if it's free and nobody's making any money, just don't tell anybody about it.
Yeah, right.
The reason they shut it down was because it was advertised on the Internet?
Well, yeah. The bureaucrats had the assumption that there was going to be like a ton, boatload of people from the city of Los Angeles, and essentially what it was three independent bands, some of their fans, and some independent camera guys doing a music video with these guys going around.
So they were, so just to be clear, they were upset because they expected it to be, or the city people expected it to be larger than it was, and that's, they got all scared preemptively and shut it down, is what you're saying?
Exactly. The day they came out, they were threatening that if anybody, any musician, even picked up an instrument, they were going to arrest them.
Mm-mm. Yeah,
you know,
there
I mean,
you go.
It's ludicrous. It's stupid. Welcome to America, comrade. Show your papers to the next checkpoint.
And people don't believe it's a police state. You know, if any musician so much as picks up an instrument.
I
mean, this is the theme of a movie. And you know who the bad guys are, right?
The musicians.
Yeah, the government.
Kidding. Hey, Ken, thanks for sharing that. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, keep up the good work, guys, and keep bringing in those stations. You need to wake more people up. That's all
appreciate
I can say.
Appreciate hearing from you, Ken. Well, you can always call your local talk stations and suggest Free Talk Live to them if you have not yet done so, and I thank you for the call. 855-450-FREE. If you don't get Free Talk Live in your local talk radio station, then give them a call and tell them that you would like to hear some Free Talk Live.
You have at local, is it localfaq.freetalklive.com?
Yeah, that's right.
You have sort of a system that helps people and that really, really want to do this, you know, to
it
contact people.
It makes a difference. You call these guys, you tell them something positive, that's useful.
Is it all guys?
Yeah, the program directors in radio do tend to be male.
Guys isn't specifically male.
It's generally not. You're correct. But it's
generally not?
It is an observation. Yeah, you can call a group of people guys.
Hey, guys.
It's rare that you would call a group of all women guys, but it's possible that you could, I think.
I see.
Don't you agree? Do you agree?
I think that you know, the English language, it's true that the male gender is used for the for groups including males and females.
Right. So you guys would be guys because that's okay.
Right. I'm personally not offended by it, and I get tired of having to watch or read he/she. Just use the male tense. I'm not going to be offended.
Well, I think that some people are. It's more important to some than others.
Let's go to Darby, listening in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live, Darby, with Ian, Allie, and Mark.
Darby? First time listener, actually.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Very interesting intro that you should be talking about. Was it program managers?
Program directors of talk radio
program
stations.
Directors. Yeah, sure. Yeah, actually, I was just on the line with John today at GCN. I'm Harmon's the last name, isn't it?
You're talking about the program director of the network that we're on, the Genesis Communications network.
That's correct. Yeah, yeah. I actually tried to get in to talk with Alex Jones today. I don't know if you guys have listened to the show, and I don't mean to plug.
Which show?
The show on your show.
What show are you referring to?
That aired today, actually.
Which show? You're talking about the Genesis Communications Network. There are the Alex Jones show. Okay, I got you. No, I don't have time to listen to really any other talk shows beyond what I hear when I wake up in the morning.
No, I completely understand. That's fine. I just
so what did you want to talk about tonight?
I can talk about just about anything. Actually, I made an online movie called Missing Links. I don't know if anybody's familiar with it, but I've gone far beyond that, and I somewhat apologize for my co-creators.
So you're an actor, is what you're saying?
No, it's an online movie. It's, it has to deal with, I mean, for a little while, I didn't know if you guys were going to talk about some of the things that I wanted to talk about. Then you started talking about a police state, and I felt like, okay, maybe these guys will want to talk about these types of issues.
Okay, well, I don't even know what issues you're talking about right now. You haven't really brought anything up besides program directors
everything.
In the movie.
For example, today, if anybody out there listened to the Alex Jones' show.
And God, please don't mention somebody else's show on my show. It just sounds desperate.
No problem.
Mark, you can't prohibit somebody.
I'm not prohibiting him from doing anything, but the people who are listening to this show, Alex Jones is on a bunch of radio stations that this show is not on. So when he's trying to reference, right. I mean, yeah, like the one place that he listens, yes, Free Talk Live is on the same place as Alex Jones.
But
Free Talk Live is on more than 100 radio stations across the country, and a lot of them Alex Jones isn't on. So whatever you're referencing that was going on in the Alex Jones show, the people don't have a reference for it. So you're going to have to say whatever you're going to say about it.
Right. It sounds like name dropping, really.
No.
So go ahead with what you want to talk about.
Today, there's an 1850s document about a religious cult based on UFOs, and it was brought up today on that particular show. I won't mention any more, and I have some information in relation to that.
So a UFO cult?
A document from the 1850s?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your information?
What do the aliens look like?
Well, they actually believe they're the descendants of the Anunnaki, certain elites that control the world and the country.
What do they look like?
I couldn't necessarily tell you what they look like.
Because prior
they're supposed to be giants and this and that, but...
giants, okay.
Prior to Close Encounters of the Third Kind, most aliens were bugs and robots. And I'm just wondering what, before they came up with the idea of robots, you know, what did people consider aliens to have looked like? And so you're certain that they're talking about people from outer space? I mean, this is a relatively new phenomenon that people... We're talking about those kind of things.
Some of them look very similar to us. Supposedly, the theory is that they're all bipedal, you know, two arms, two legs. So I don't think they're...
So tell me what your information is. You said you have information about this?
Sure. That we've been contacted. If you were to look into crop circles, we've been contacted by entities that actually care about us and know that, yes, this is a police state and we're horribly all somewhat deceived.
They've got faster than light drive, and they're worried about
advice. If you were to Google under video crop circle decoded, you'll actually see a crop circle that appeared from 2001 to 2002.
So, Darby, is this what your movie is about? The one?
No. Missing Links, some people might know it. It dealt more with 9/11 and the.
Okay. Yet another conspiracy.
Did 9/11 have anything to do with the aliens?
The Zionist hands and
were involved. Thanks for the call today, Darby. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah. You really can bring up whatever you want if you can get to the point. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. No one said you had to be coherent. Call this show. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.